some. Skin to skin, bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the sixth edition of To the Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. And I am going to label this as the sixth episode. You might see that there's no four and five because I'm giving up on the 3.2, 3.3 thing because I realized down the line it's just going to look super chaotic. If I'm saying it's like the 12th episode and it's 5.2 or some shit, it's just going to be ridiculous. Plus, elephant in the room, it's been 3 months, I believe. Yep, 3 months since my last upload. Too long. And I figured, you know, might as well just kind of reset the numbers, just get it back in order again. And the reason why I was doing that, kind of like breaking up the decimal, is because some of these sessions me and my buddy do, they're quite long. And I wanted to break them up into parts, make them more palatable, make them more digestible for you good people. And what I realized is if I'm releasing different episodes at different times, but we're wearing the same clothes, people are going to call us out. Look at these bums. Never switching it up. Then I realized something. One, they're going to say that anyway. Two, they're probably going to say that about what we say. We just recycle joke templates. So, of course, they're going to comment on the... Anyway, getting off topic, but I am just... I'm over it, the naming convention. I'm just going to keep it simple, consistent. So giving up on the decimal, the Dewey decimal thing, I was giving a shot there. And also, I think I'm going to just abandon the sports thing that I was trying to do there, the solo sports thing. I gave it a shot, and I had like 50 pages of NFL notes. I had a lot, and I was just getting a little overwhelmed, a little backlogged with a lot of it. And I noticed with sports, if you don't get it out right away, no one cares, right? It's the definition of yesterday's news. And it just, once I realized that, and I had to basically keep up with the sort of the 24/7, 365, you know, news cycle that is the sports fucking demon. I'm just like, this isn't, you know what? There's going to be plenty of others out there that do it way better than I do. So you don't need to hear my random takes on the World Series or, you know, who do I think's going to go to the Super Bowl? I'm sure I'll throw it out there once in a while, you know, and all that stuff, but I'm not going to focus. I'm not going to have a whole episode where I'm just talking about football because people are going to be like, all right, man, you're not funny and you can't analyze sports. Why am I here? So for those few of you that are still listening, we're going to kick off. Let's get to the new stuff. We're going to kick off today's episode talking about we recorded this on New Year's Eve or right around then. So we're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions for 2025, a little 2024 year in review. And is everyone on the internet a fake ass bot? That and much more on this week's episode of To the Maroon Philosopher. You know what to do.
West Coast back in the fold, bringing the fire like that center in the window. Sooner or later, gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Putting these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being. Musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
Save the dogs. Okay, so let's, since this is basically New Year's around the corner here, I mean, Here we are, like a couple days away here, feels like. New Year's resolutions. You got some New Year's resolutions, yeah. Sean? Because, you know, these are always fun because they tend to fizzle out quickly.
Yeah.
But well. What we're going to do is we're going to record these and then we're going to put them out there. And that way,
oh boy,
we'll be held to some accountability. Yeah.
All right. Some. Well, then I'm just going to go with two. Ooh. I had more than two, but I'm going to go with my two that I think are really important.
All right, let's go.
Number one, no more porn. Yes, perfect. That's perfect. Right as you were drinking, yeah. Perfect timing. Oh, my God. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
I knew I should have waited. I
knew you. Walked into that one.
It is never, and you're still excited about it. It wasn't like number one. You're like number one. It was like you're fucking giving a speech. You're like rallying troops.
Oh, I'm gonna be up on the whatever the world summit or the one world government. Yeah. Your president, Sean Lancaster. I say, ladies and gentlemen, I will not watch porn anymore. And then everyone cheers.
But Sean,
we know it.
Won't the electricity and the internet go down significantly due to the non-use? Won't there be significant shortages? What about?
You convinced me. I'm going back to it. The people have spoken.
You look at your phone January 2nd and you look at like an Instagram reel and there's just, one of these IG models and you just go, you can't help yourself. You just, you're like, all right, look, I made it a day and that's twice as long as last year. So it's a win.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm going for that.
Okay. I like it.
My record is 2 months. So
that's huge, for three. Dude. That's huge. Yeah. Go for three. So you're gonna make it to March.
Yeah.
Or through March.
Through March. It's gonna be April Fool's Day. We go.
Yeah. You're gonna make it through your birthday. That's gonna be the hard one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh boy.
Happy birthday to me.
Oh, yeah. Don't even get me started on that. So, anyways, no watching. Yeah, there we go. But that is my big one. Okay. And then the other one is to buy a house. So that's my other big one.
What a hard left from the ridiculousness of no porn to then the seriousness of I'm going to buy a house. I'm in the down payment. I got it all figured out. No HOA. I told you, right? No HOA. Don't get an HOA.
No HOA. No, there ain't going to be no HOA where I'm going.
That's my boy.
And then, hey, we can conspiracy theory mind is I think the dollar is going to collapse. So, and you can say, ha ha, you're full of shit. You don't know what you're talking about. You're a conspiracy.
You just,
whatever.
What are you talking about? You took what I said years ago. And now. I said that to you at Thanksgiving. What are you talking about?
Shit. Means it worked really well because now I think it's my idea. Yeah. I think I thought of it. Yeah.
I inceptioned you. I gave you that idea.
Yeah, you inceptioned me.
Yeah.
So I want, property. I want to buy something that's not going to get wiped out, even though, I guess it could. But
you mean wiped out in terms of the physical property or the value?
Both.
Yeah, I will say, dude. People out there, the few that are listening, and hopefully one day the fewer. I own this condo here, and this was like a couple years ago. There were fires going on, and this was like, I'm sure people remember this, like this was like around COVID 2020. This was like the fall and it just seemed like the fucking apocalypse. Remember those photos where it was like that orange sky and fucking fire? Yeah, so it was around that time. There was like fires happening constantly and they couldn't contain them and all that. It seemed like every day you look at your phone, oh, there is a new fire. And some fucking fire started like behind the hill, like where I live here. Like it was up like by the like up you know, behind these condos here. And I got the alert and I like freaked out, dude, because I wasn't home. And I'm just like, oh man, I'm going to drive home and it's just going to be in fucking smoldering ruin. You know, it's going to be like that scene in Gladiator. I'm going to be sitting there like with saliva, like holding my Xbox that's all melted. Like, so beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. That could have been. And so, like, that's the one thing with, I will say, like, you do totally freak out about these or like are aware of these natural fucking disasters and shit. Cause you're like, all right, any point there could be a hurricane or an earthquake or a fire or some bullshit. And oh, there you go. Now, obviously you have insurance, but don't get me started on insurance, on the scam that is insurance, but good for you, man. I'm glad you're going to own property. There's like tons of stuff, right? I mean, it's just that there's things you can do with property. I don't believe those elites when they say, oh no, the biggest, like Warren Buffett, the biggest mistake I did was I bought my house. It's like, he owns like the entire, like, he's like the wealthiest guy in the world. He's like, it's the equivalent of like Bill Gates going like, oh, I'm so glad I cut my hair. It's like, shut up.
Warren Buffett, he says, oh yeah, I regret buying a house. I should have bought slaves instead.
Man, I'm leaving it in. No, it's so it's like, dude, buying property was a bad. It's stupid. You're basically paying someone else's mortgage anyway. So it's like you might as well just, you know, do it your fucking self. And I know some people want to. Oh, I want to wait till the right time. You could fucking wait 20 years, dude. You could wait till you're.
That's what I've been doing. Is I've been waiting for the right time, and you know, it never came because I thought back in 2008, like there was going to be a huge dip.
There's going to be another
like
one.
The economy dipped, but the housing bubble, the housing kind of stayed afloat because, you know, Federal Reserve just pumped a bunch of money into it, and they've kind of been doing that ever since. And now, instead of just the, you know, the Federal Reserve, now you have like investment groups, Vanguard Investment Group, BlackRock, State Street, that are buying everything up. So I can just continue renting and just, you know, wait. What am I going to do? Pray for like a fallout? Like that's, you know, that's fucked up.
Right.
So
exactly. Yeah, it's almost like you're praying for some shitty thing to happen to then capitalize. Right. It's like, yeah. I don't, you know, like, yeah, it could happen, but like to almost like be wanting it to happen. You're right. It's almost like sadistic. It's like, oh man, I hope there's some major catastrophe and all these people lose out their money and all these people become homeless.
I bought a house.
You're buying a house from like a family that like is getting kicked out because they bought it like at the peak and then it crashed and you're coming in like with your like the fucking Monopoly man, like you're coming in with a top hat, you know, like a banker, like good. You're like, buy the dip. They're like, the kids are like outside, like, Daddy, do we have to eat Lunchables forever now? And he's like, we ate Lunchables before. We're going to eat Lunchables after. We're a Lunchable family. But yeah, like that's that you did that. You're going to feel good about that. You kicked them out. Of course not. Actually, you might feel good about that a little bit.
Yeah, I'll feel fine. No, I'll probably end up being at that point. I'd be too depressed to buy the house. They're like, I can't do this. So then I'll never have.
Yeah, exactly.
But also it's, I don't want like the money I have that's sitting in dollars. I don't want it in dollars. I don't want to get into stocks, really. I don't want to get more Bitcoin. I don't want to get like, you know, gold or, you know, precious metals and stuff like that. So at least this is like, hey, I need a place to live.
Yep.
So I might as well buy it instead of just renting it since I have the money to buy.
Yeah. No, I think that's smart, man. I've said this for a minute, and again, I think I might have inceptioned you on this, but I feel probably. Like if you have like money and you want to invest it, like stocks make sense and crypto makes sense, specifically Bitcoin. I think that, but people are fucking talking about that forever. It's getting kind of annoying. It's been annoying for a while. Oh, buy the dip! Oh, here we go to the moon. It's like, all right, guys, like, was it $1 million? You'll regret it. Like it literally hit 105 and then it crashed back to 95.
I regret reading this email of you telling me that it's going to the moon. I already regret that.
Yeah.
So like, I regret this. Yeah.
Exactly. We're going to be, someone was saying, you're going to buy it, you're going to hold it 20 years, you're not going to regret it. It's like, dude, imagine telling someone, buy this stock, hold it 20 years. It's like, wow, that is some loyalty, dude. That is some commitment. No. And like, I believe in it too, but like, you could say that about, there's a lot of things you could buy and hold for 20 years and the value's going to go up. You know what I mean? Like, you could probably buy like fucking like a Shohei Ohtani card, like a, you know what I mean? Like a baseball card. And 20 years from now, it's going to be like, see, I knew it. It's like, yeah, well, everything, and, you know, in hoflation, not just inflation, hoflation. You know what that is? Yeah. You have to.
Is it basically Bidenomics?
It's basically Bidenomics. Biden ruined everything. Okay, dude. Well, you know what? News resolutions. Those are pretty fucking good. Those are pretty solid. The no porn.
Buy house, no porn. Yep.
Yeah. Buy house, no porn.
Buy house, no porn.
In that order. Yeah. I'm gonna start with mine, which is one I've been working on for a while, and it's a. I'm going to try to eat slightly less Taco Bell.
There we go.
Slightly less. I can't give it up. Because, all right. Okay, so like, Sean, why do they have to bring back it? Maybe, so a better way to say this is, what's your favorite item on the Taco Bell Decades menu? I'll go first. Mine's the Gordita Supreme. There you go.
Jeez, I think I like the Gordita, or not the Gordita. It was like the... It was the Dorito Crunch. No, the Dorito Crunch Taco. Sour cream. Oh, man. And it's like, and all the fucking like food coloring in the fucking shell of that. Oh, which is like, oh, my God.
So good.
Yeah. So I think that's probably mine. And then nacho fries are, you know, certainly up there. Yep. Just the nacho cheese. I don't even care about the fries. Just give me that processed nacho cheese.
Oh yeah.
And I'll dip it in fucking, you know, whatever. Fucking lead, and I'll eat. So yeah. lead.
Yeah. You're just eating like, yeah, fucking number two pencil. Just dipping in.
Yeah. Hey, absolutely.
Man, that cheese, yeah. That cheese is fucking delicious. Yeah, you can't go wrong. Yeah, Gordita Supreme. I enjoy the stacker because I found out that basically it's a quesadilla, but they fold it over. And then they call it a stacker. It's literally half the price of a quesadilla, but if you unfold it, which I've done, and compare it to a quesadilla, it's the same size. It's like the same, it's the same fucking thing. It's literally, is anyone listening?
That's a mind fuck right there.
It's a mind. Get the stacker. You can get the chicken stacker, the beef stacker. It's a quesadilla. They just fold it and then they charge half. It's a fucking hack. I'm telling you, someone told me that fucking broke my mind. I'm like, all right. So I'm doing that now. So that's always a win. And then, like you said, the Dorito taco. You can't go wrong with that.
With the Supreme, you got to have that sour cream in there.
Yeah. And I like the grilled cheese burrito. It's just, they basically somehow, it's already unhealthy as it is. They take cheese and like they crisp it on the outside of the burrito. So there's like crispy cheese. It's ridiculous. But yeah, the grilled cheese burrito. That's a, oof. So anyway, so eat slightly less Taco Bell. I've said before, I'm going to not do any fast food. And I'm making these realistic. I'm going to make these realistic resolutions. That's what I'm calling these. Not the New Year's resolutions I want to give up on in a week. No, these are the realistic Danny 25 New Year's resolutions. So eat slightly less Taco Bell. Another one is actually edit and post these fucking pods. Fuck my life.
Yeah.
Good Lord. A lot of content. So don't worry. Yep. I could, you know, it's coming, people. Don't worry. All I got to do is get off my fucking ass, post this shit. And then last one. This is easy. Learn a new type of dog breed. Yeah. I want to learn a new type of dog breed. After 50 years, I'll have most of the dogs. Right? There's only like 50 dogs, right?
50. What do you mean? What? Learn a new breed?
Like a type of dog, you know? It's like, oh, like you ever seen dogs walk by and someone's like, oh, that's a Schitzer. Oh, that's a, you know, a fucking Pomeranian. And so whenever, I want to be able to do that with dogs. I want to be able to go to watch a dog show and be like, oh yeah, that's a Westminster Pit Bull, you know, East London, you know, fucking bred in the 1800s, blah, blah, blah. I want to be able to like identify breeds of dog and know their origin instead of just being like, that's a dog. It's like, right. What kind of dog? It's like, I don't know. I know Husky. I know Corgis, you know, Pit Bulls. But I want to know more dogs, Sean. More dogs.
Well, this begs the question, why?
Why anything? Why?
Who in the world gives a fuck?
Knowledge.
Is my question to you.
Knowledge. Knowledge.
All right.
Because if the apocalypse happens, I want to know the exact right breed of dog. Like, oh, border collie. These are good for herding. I could use this for, yeah, they can fetch things in this wacky environment that is the zombie apocalypse. Yeah. I just want to learn.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, I don't care if it's a weird one. Yeah. I want to learn dog breeds, Sean. I'm obviously being a little tongue in cheek here, but yeah, I want to learn. I want to be able to identify dogs. Yeah. That's a realistic.
So like kind of like a circus or something, you know, people like guess my weight. It's like, this is like, guess my dog breed. Guess look at my dog. Guess its breed.
Yeah. And I'm like, ooh, that's a mutt. That must be a Rottweiler shepherd mix with, I'm guessing, the father's a dachshund. They're like, yeah, wow. I'm like, They're like, what a useless skill you have. I'm like, That'll be $20 though. Useless.
Marry me.
Yeah. I'll marry myself. That's such a cool skill. Like, wow. He can identify any kind of dog.
Oh my God.
I don't give a fuck. I found my soulmate in the mirror. What a dumb thing. I want to stop jerking off, and then I want my house with all my all this porn money I'm going to save from all the subscriptions. I want my house. I want to learn a dog breed. That's ridiculous. Get wrecked.
Well, I'm sorry, Sean, for laughing at you.
No, I don't give a. It was meant to be. It was meant to be funny. But now I'm on the defense.
Yeah.
For absolutely no reason, I'm going to be on the defense. How dare you shit on my dreams?
No, I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at, like, if somebody was marrying themselves and they're walking down the aisle. I don't know why that's what I'm laughing at. I'm laughing at the idea of, like, you know, so here comes the bride and then they're walking and everyone's like nodding along and they're just, I don't know why that's so funny.
Wait, like, let's do this scenario. So am I at the altar? Am I already there? And then I have to do like a Roger thing where then I run back and then put on the wedding dress and then I'm walking down the aisle. Like,
no, you just have the wedding dress the entire time.
I'm 100% always in the wedding dress. Okay, got it.
Yeah, 100%, all right. Yeah.
There's no like fucking, you know, switch going on here.
Roger mirror images or anything like that. No, it's just like,
it's not, hey, half tuxedo.
You're here today for Dan to marry himself. Danny, do you take yourself to be your partner? Or, you know, whatever.
The top half is a tuxedo. The bottom half is the bride's dress. The whole thing's bad. The whole thing's the bride's dress. All right, so I'm walking down. Who's giving me away?
Me.
Ridiculous. All right. Where's the location?
Let's see. Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wow, it's so specific. So it's like you've thought about this. Charlotte, you're like, the time of day is 12. It's an autumn. I'm trying to see more into this absurd scenario. Is it the families? Is it split up? So, like, you know, like, it's like friends on one side, family on the other side? Or is it like is it split up by like, okay, you know, who are the ones here that, you know, Danny owes money to, or, you know, there's a reason, like, you're here out of spite, or you lost a bet.
And there's no friends or family. It's just everyone that you hate on one side, and then everybody that hates you on the other side. It's all hatred.
Oh, okay, interesting. So like one side is just like villains. It's the villains of my life, basically. Like all collective.
The people that make your life miserable, and they're kind of like, they're sad that you found, you know, that you're getting married to yourself.
Yeah, they're out of spite.
There's the people that
I want to show like, up.
Yeah.
Like I'll show you.
Yeah, like see, look at me now. And then they're kind of mean mugging you.
Yeah. Like my third grade teacher who told me I'd never find love. And I'd be like, yeah, I'll show you, Mr. Mortensen. There's a third grade teacher telling some young male student you're never gonna find one. Yeah. I don't know why that's so funny to me. And then I invite him to the wedding of myself. Yeah. I'm saying I'll take that. That's so funny. That's so ridiculous.
Well, you know, I'm looking at your resolutions, you know, and now it's like, you know, particularly to learn more about dogs. I don't have anything where I'm like, you know, expanding my mind.
Yeah, that's my point.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, you're like, what's the point of that? I'm like, I'm going to learn something, Sean. One year I wanted to learn more about cars. I didn't do that. It was so vague too. I was like, I want to learn about cars, and I didn't.
Uh-huh.
And so like, I'm like, all right, no, I'm going to learn about dogs. My sister's all about dogs. She always posts all these dog videos, all these different dogs. And I'm like, I don't know, you know what I mean? With these different, like I could tell maybe 10% of them what they are. Oh yeah, that's a whatever. That's clearly a Chihuahua. You know, like that, like some of them, they're so obvious, right? You're like, okay, yeah, that's a pit bull. But a lot of them, I'm like, I have no idea. And I feel kind of dumb.
It might not even be a dog.
Seriously, it could just be a rat. Just be an overgrown rat. And I'm like, that's such a cute dog. What's its name? They're like, Samsung. I'm like, wow, that's just kind of a stupid name for a rat.
Old Man McGillicuddy. Perfect name.
Yeah. Dog. They're like, oh, you fucking, I told you, what was it? My dog's name. Whenever I get one, whenever I get an actual property, like with backyard, Machismo.
There we go. Yeah.
That's going to be a fun name to say.
It's going to have Machismo Americana.
Machismo Americana. And then obviously all the derivations, cause then you could go Mac for short.
Yeah.
You know, and then all the things with Mac and just, anyway, he's going to have about, as I always do with my dogs, like I did growing up, 72,000 nicknames. Like it's not just, oh, what's his nickname? It's like a Dead Sea Scroll. It goes on. It's like, what do you mean? It's my dog's. It's like, are you kidding me? It's like the nicknames you have for your sister, you know, like all the, you know, like that kind of level or like.
Michello, Michelob Ultra, Mac Dre.
Yeah.
MK Ultra. She didn't understand that one, so it's like, all right, whatever.
That's because she's brainwashed, so she couldn't admit programming. You know,
in like 10 years, she's gonna message me and say, "Hey, do you know who Klaus Schwab is?" And I'm gonna go, "Welcome to the party, Mitchell."
Yeah. Have you heard of the WEF? Have you heard of the WEF? They want us to eat bugs. What is that? What are they talking about? Also, I'm starting to think the CIA isn't telling us the whole story. I have a sneaking suspicion, as they say in Latin America. I have a suspicion. So, it's funny. It's like, oh, I'm going to shop small. Walmart.
Yeah. Oh, it's Walmart. My God. Because there's plenty of commercials on the streaming stuff now. And one of the commercials is Walmart. And guess who is in the commercial? Busta Rhymes. And he's rapping about Walmart Express. Mm-hmm. And how you can order, you know, whatever, and then Walmart Express, kind of like Amazon.
They'll
bring it to you. And I thought, what a sellout. And then I thought, Sean, stop it. He's cashing that check and you're not.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's it.
They would call you a Jelly Nelly.
What the fuck? Jelly Nelly.
When I say they, I mean me, as I make up something on the spot.
That could catch fire. Oh, I would not have expected that you made that up on your own.
Well, I probably didn't. I'm gonna look it up, and it's gonna be a thing.
It'll be on some, you know, what a doom scroll or whatever. Yeah,
there's a lot of Jelly Belly. I don't think Nelly. I don't think it's a thing, dude.
Well,
guess what?
There's, now it is.
So Nelly Jelly is a thing. Nelly Jelly is a thing. It's like a product.
Oh, fuck that. No, yeah. This is totally different.
Oh, yeah. Because that's all you were doing, Sean. You're like, I want that paycheck. I wish it was me.
Tell me about it, man. Every sellout commercial, it's like, man, I wish I had that ability. I wish somebody would give me a check.
What's your price?
To do that.
10 grand?
Nah. I think I guess I got to lower my price. It'd be like
10 hot dogs.
No, it Costco would be like $1 million, but it's like, I don't know
$1 million. Who do you think you are? $1 million. My name's Sean Lancaster. I'm going to endorse your product for $1 million. Your top line is like a subscription at Brazzers. What are you talking about? Like $1 million. That and like a fucking, you're lucky if you get that and some fucking Mike and Ike's.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
So it would be Mike and Ike's in a Brazzers subscription. Speaking of which, by the way, maybe I've said this before, some ad popped up like Brazzers is free. Free? Free. Because they're fighting all the OnlyFans stuff. So they're giving this shit away and people don't, you know, can't even do it. It's like hardcore pornography is losing out to like, you know, picture, you know,
someone
chicks masturbating in their bedroom.
Yeah. I mean, like, and it being accustomed to who's like, oh man, like you're so hot. And then the girl messages you back and it's not the girl. Like you're talking to some dude in Thailand.
Yeah.
And like that, and that's what's more popular. So you know what it shows? It's not that so much is like, oh my God, you know, like she's, you know, masturbating on camera, or, you know, she's effing.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at the photos of her, you know, she's so hot. I don't think it's that, because that's been, like you said, that's out there. It's been around. I really think it's what I just said about the how they respond back and they get that connection. Yeah. I think we are so desperate for human connection in this sad world that we've created, this social media, superficial, fucking bullshit digital world where everything is fake. No one's their real true self. No one, like dating has plummeted. Like more people are single now more than ever, younger people. I think people are so desperate for a connection that even if maybe a part of them knows they're talking to a dude, they don't care. They're just like, I'm just so happy. Like they're sending a message to someone and then the person's sending something back like, hey, how's your day? And they're like, oh, it was great. Take off your top. Okay. Also, why'd you have a tough day? Oh, work was bullshit. Anyway, put the bowling pin in, you know, it's like, all right, you people are sick, but they need that. It's like, they're so desperate for even just like that beginning, even that initial, like, hey, how are you? Good. Oh. It's so sad. The amount of times I've seen on Pornhub in the comments where someone's just like, I'm so sick of masturbating. I'm just lonely. Like, you're commenting it. I'm looking down because I'm fucking bored too. I'm like, all right. And
go out of the comments. What are the masses? What are the unwashed masses? Yeah. What are they thinking? Just, yeah.
They're reaching out. Reddit?
Yeah, you go to Reddit, Twitter, and Pornhub. Those are the three areas where people are there, you know. Have their mind. Yeah. Oh, let me tell you what I think.
Yeah, you get the pulse of America with those three. Yeah.
Definitely for sure. Yeah. I was going to say 2024 in review. One of the things that keeps popping into my mind is I was doing some basically a blind dating service. And I had gotten maybe 5 or 6 dates off of it. And she ended up quitting. She ended up saying I'm shutting down the dating service. And I think she had been going for maybe 2 years, but in 2 years, she shuts and it, you know, there's no app or anything. It's basically one person.
Yeah.
So it was really a novel idea. And I think she said in the email, it was just so stressful and that she couldn't do it anymore. And it just wasn't sustainable. So there's 2024 in review. Any interesting dating services are collapsing because it's too much stress, which only leaves the dating apps.
Yeah, which only leaves the worst ones left. So I like the idea of a singles event because everyone there is single. So the pressure of I don't know. No, everyone there is single, and it's also everyone there, because they're single, will probably be kind of awkward because there's no I want to go there with my group of friends. You know what I mean? You're probably not going to go there with your five group of friends that are single. You're probably just going to go there with you, maybe one person. Whatever. You know what I mean? That was my biggest problem with bars. It was, like I said, I didn't know if the chick was single. There's many problems I have with bars. But another one was my friends would always go out in these big groups, five, six people. And then they want to meet chicks. So I'm like, well, what's the plan here, guys? We're going to run into a group of six other, a group of six chicks that are all single, and we're going to pair up and, we're going to link arms and fucking do-si-do on a dance. This is dumb. That's the shit.
I don't like the idea because if I'm there and then the girl, rejects me, I can't say, oh, well, she's has a boyfriend, or, oh, it's not the, time in her life. It's, she doesn't like me.
Yeah. Good.
And
raw.
That is cool.
Yeah.
If I had a nickel for every girl that didn't like me, I'd be, cash in, cash out would be the, my motto.
Yeah.
And, so,
I mean, owning islands aside, I feel like you're at a point in your life where it's like, it goes back to man seeking woman. Oh, man. She's like, who the fuck are you? You don't work out. You know, what is it? I would say don't. Oh, she's going to reject me. Good.
That is because then it's good. We didn't waste 3 months.
Yeah. You didn't waste 3 months. You didn't even waste 3 hours. She rejects you right away. You're the worst is when you get teased along and then all of a sudden 6 months in, you're like, we're just friends, huh? This is never going to go anywhere, huh? I'm just here in case your options A through M strike out and I'm the nth one on a rainy day. And even then you'd be like, eh. She'd be like, I'm kind of tired. I'm like, yeah, I get it. Yeah. It's you want to be that guy. Once you realize that so many times in my life, I'm that guy, you're like, oh fuck. That's pathetic. So yeah, I have a lot more respect for myself. And with that respect, it's reject me early. Good. I don't want to be dangled along you're playing with your food. You're a shaguar. End it. Just tell him you're not interested. Just fucking go for the jugular. What are we doing here? You know? So yeah. So you want that shit, man. It's better. Just be quick about it. And like I said, the good thing about it would be that then you just move on. to at least me, like, right, if I got rejected but I was at an event like that, I'd be like, all right, whatever. I say that and I probably would get one rejection, and then this is the old me, and I say this is probably still me. I'm trying to get over this, but
no one likes me. Everybody here is gonna find love but me.
Yeah, it's like that, but I feel like if you're in that environment, you're gonna be more, I don't know, like, you're gonna move on quicker, I feel like. Whereas when I go to a bar and it's like that quote unquote more organic thing, that's when I get crushed, because I'm always like in my head, I'm like, oh man, it's like How I Met Your Mother. Oh, this is how I meet her. Oh, she's talking about she likes ice cream. <You know? coughs> I like ice cream too. And then, you know, and it turns out she plays fantasy football and she's in the championship league, and I gave her advice, and oh wait, she's just using me for fantasy football advice, and her husband's right behind her. And she's like, oh, sucker, I just wanted to see if you'd start DJ Moore on Thursday Night Football. I'm like, ah. Oh.
Joke's on you, bitch, because I always lose.
Yeah, so. You listen to me? Yeah, you're a guaranteed loser. This is where I'm at now. This is like the land that's available. It's either they're taken,
and you got divorcees there, probably.
Yeah, that's true. Or they're single, but there's a reason why. You're like, holy baggage, Batman. I thought I had a lot. You're like fucking, you're like airport. You're like the fucking, it's like, you're like the Houston airport. You have so much baggage.
Psychological baggage. We just met.
I know, right? Yeah. Trauma dump. Oh, this happened to me when I was 5. Top it. What? We have to trauma brag now? We're at this point. This is stupid. Yeah, it's a fucking joke, dude. That's why you just don't do it. Just don't do it. And then they say, oh, it'll find you. It's like, or you just move on. That's where I'm at. I'm like, what can I do with my time instead of being like, oh, maybe I'll go on this dating app and something will happen. It's like, fuck that. Just give up. And then either it'll happen or you find a hobby. And through that hobby, women might find interesting. That's the thing. You have to like have interesting, like you have to be doing something interesting. You know what I mean? You can just be like, hi, my name's Sean. What do you do? You know, this year I'm going to watch less porn. That's what makes me interesting. And with my less Brazzers money, I'm going to buy a house. They're like, talk to me when you have the house. And even then, spoiler, I have property. They're like, whatever. I'm like, so? Do you have any decor? Do you have any fun decor? What's your furniture like? I don't like your stove. All these other, you're like, oh, right. I'm just like, I buy the house and I bag the girl. And right. She's like, oh, my God, you have property. And you don't masturbate for months. You try as hard as you can, as darndest as you can, to not wet your willy. Oh my, you are so fascinating. Tell me, say less.
Yeah, you're overwhelming me. You need to tone it down a notch. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
you gotta be interesting. You can't just say I'm gonna watch less porn. Not even I'm not gonna watch no porn. Yeah. Not even hey, I'm doing this thing. No, I'm gonna slightly tune it down.
Yeah. I'm gonna dial it down to 5 videos a week. Yeah. I'm gonna dial it down. That's
I'm gonna be conservative. Instead of watching like hour long videos, I'm gonna switch to short form YouTube shorts, but like, you know, porn tube shorts or something like that. Yeah. Which I'm sure is a thing. I don't know why that hasn't caught on.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just like YouTube shorts, but with like, yeah, with porn. That's gotta be, I mean, gambling this year, I'm betting gambling is going to be really big this year. because it's getting pushed from Drake and it's getting pushed from the NFL and it's getting pushed from all these different people and all these different forces. The other one is going to be porn tube shorts and TikTok for porn.
TikTok for porn. I mean, if that's not already a thing, you might have invented a thing.
Oh yeah, porn talk. Yeah, is like I'm gonna bet like people on the train are gonna like, hell, if they aren't already, they're probably there's probably like one person on the train that like the commuter train. It's like you're watching porn talk, and yeah,
porn talk.
It's interesting, huh? Let me shoulder surf.
Yeah.
What are you about? I spy with my little eye.
Yeah. Porn shorts brought to you by Costco. You know, they just have like corporate sponsors. Brought to you by Logitech. Your hands getting a little carpal tunnel from all the masturbating? Buy our Ergo Mouse. Back to the shorts. Hopefully she's not wearing any, right? You know?
Rapid fire.
We know you. Let me guess. You're a real go-getter. You ain't got time to watch a whole video. You got to go here. You got a lunch break. That's it. Half an hour. And that's not even including you pounding that sad little salami sandwich you made. Mm-hmm. With the mustard. Yeah. We saw what you did. So you need to masturbate quickly. You need porn shorts. Okay, so want to hear about my 2024 sports review?
Fans. Yeah.
This is how amazing my 2024 year is, which is why I cannot wait for 2025. It can't be worse, Sean. This is rock bottom. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start out. Beginning of 2024, Niners go to the Super Bowl. All right. This is amazing. The pinnacle. Yep. Right? The ultimate game. I went there to Vegas with my family. We saw the game in person. Niners lose. All right. Beautiful start. Then Warriors go to the play-in in playoffs last year. Don't even make it out of the play-in tournament. Fucking where they're like 10 teams get to go to the playoff. Don't even make it out of that. So then you go into that. Then the San Francisco Giants have this season from hell where like they don't get anyone in the offseason. They don't do any big moves. All their guys are hurt. It's just a mess. They fire the GM at the end of the year, which was some silver lining. But like their team is fucking garbage. They have no real prospects, it feels like. It's like no one wants to sign there. They can't get any big hitters. Good luck, Buster Posey. I'm going to be patient with you. But man, they just a terrible fucking year. In fantasy baseball, I tried a new strategy. Was basically in last place. I tried some wild new strategy where I'm like, oh, I'm going to get all fucking pitchers, starting pitchers. Flamed in my face. Last place in that. Fucking fantasy football. Number one pick. Both my leagues. Oh, man. Never number one pick. Christian McCaffrey. Doesn't even play for most of the year. Comes back for like a month. Gets hurt.
To be fair, we did call it.
We did call it.
Before. We called it. We said he's going to get hurt within like the first week or month or whatever.
Yep.
And he did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And he did. And he did. And I said I had to.
And now he's in a commercial with Ludacris about Watkins. I know, so,
right? There you go. Good time for commercials. Plenty of time now that your season's done. Oh, man. So brutal. I told you I had to take him at number one, but I told you this is so set up for Shakespearean tragedy. It was so set up because he was on the cover of Madden, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have a McCaffrey jersey. I had to take him at number one. He was high usage running back. It's a high volatile position that always gets hurt, always injured.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just so set up. And just, so fantasy year from hell. First year, I was thinking about it. I've been playing fantasy football since, I think, 2005. Like 20 years.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
A long time. This is the first year I can ever remember I have not made the playoffs in any, like, I've always had at least one team. This is the first year. And I'm like, oh my God, it's just a nightmare. And what even made it more frustrating is that in my office league, I was this people love this talk about fantasy fucking football. I was second in points for, second most points for, didn't make it when like 10 teams out of 12 make it. Somehow I managed to fumble that. And then now the Warriors are shit in the bed again. They started out well. Now they're fucking shit in the bed. And yeah, I'm just so ready for this year to be done, dude. I'm done with 2024. We need to have some kind of seance, some kind of ritual, be done with this year, you know, just put it behind us, move beyond. And yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. Just all right. Then you do some lines of cocaine. Then so how often you masturbate? If it 3-4 times a week, those are bookie numbers. Get those numbers up. You don't remember that? He told him to get his numbers up. He said those are rookie numbers.
It could be every day.
Yeah.
You got to do once before work.
Yeah.
Once right after lunch. Yeah. Like, what the
fuck? Yeah, it was psychotic shit. Yeah. Ridiculous, dude.
I did like he said, like, you know, look, the investors, they're degenerate gamblers. And all you do is just keep telling them that they're winning and it looks great on paper, but at the end of the day, we get paid in cash. We don't get paid in stock. We get paid in cash.
Yep.
And they think they're winning, but at the end of the day, they will keep throwing the money in because they're like 2025 is going to be, everybody's going to turn into a degenerate gambler.
I want to say, welcome to the party, pal. Yeah. Bruce Willis, Die Hard. I'm going to be looking out at the Nakatomi Plaza. When everyone's like, you know, oh man, I just did a 5-team parlay and I had all 4 hit, and then the 5th game on Monday night screwed me. I want to be like with my bloody feet looking out of Nakatomi Plaza. You know, someone's parlay didn't hit. I'm going to go, hey, welcome to the party, pal. Guess what? It just keeps getting worse. Yeah. I'm just going to keep on missing. Painful mistress.
I'll tell you, yeah, I mean that's my New Year's resolution. I can't win at porn. So I gotta quit.
You can't win at porn.
Can't win. There ain't no winning here. So that's like fantasy football.
Wow.
You can't win.
Can't win. That'd be a win, really,
I believe it. Yeah.
That's a really good, like, you remember that Simpsons quote, Homer? You can't make friends with salad. You don't make friends with Sally. So I'm like, what do you bring to a barbecue? He's like, you don't make friends with salad.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
They're all like dancing. You don't make friends with salad. So like, that could be your thing. Is like, you never win at porn. You never win at porn. It's like, oh, he's right.
Yeah.
You don't make friends with salad. You don't win at porn. You can't say, I am a black belt at porn.
Right. Yeah. If I could, Lord knows I would.
Lord knows you'd be master level. We'd all be going, Sensei, Sean. Sensei. What can I learn from you, Sensei? Tell me, what are the best months to get the deals?
Confucius say, switch hands regularly.
Ho, 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 ho. He's a smart man. Switch hands. Do you call that the stranger?
We call it stranger danger.
I like to sit on my hand till it falls asleep. I call it the Cosby. I don't masturbate with it. I just like till it goes to sleep. I just like the pun. But there's always the threat. I always saw my left hand. I'm like, don't you get it?
You'd be replaced. Everybody's replaceable.
Everyone's replaced. It's a good thing to tell one of your two working hands. Everything's replaceable, guys. Look. So I got a topic if you don't got one.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Is everyone a bot on social media?
I think so.
I think everyone is. I'm constantly seeing these dumb fucking shit Instagram comments, like regarding like someone's like, you know, let's say they have like a Halloween reel or something. They go, the effort, the terror, we love it. Oh, also, I got my Sheen card from your bio. It's like, what? Another comment. She's so brave for that almond joy. Also, I thought that Cash App thing on your bio was a scam at first, but thank you. Now I'm sitting on $750 in my Cash App. It's like, who talks like that? As a human being doesn't talk like you're getting paid. And it's like always the top voted comments. Oh, thanks. I got something in your bio. I thought it was fake. That Cash App thing. It's like, Jesus, you're not even being subtle with it trying to be like a bot.
Yeah, it's like AI inbreeding at this point. It's like all the bots are AI and they're talking to other bots, but they aren't. Yeah, I think it's like at first they weren't really sure who's a bot and now they are. So they've almost like developed their own stylized, like, I don't know, script. So it's like Shakespeare almost. But the way the bots talk to each other is like a different, it's a different dialect, a different style. It's like watching Star Trek or something like that.
Dude, I think it gives credence to the dead internet theory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where it's all, there's nothing. Yeah, it's all a bunch of bots. And there's
And I'm convinced that everyone is a bot for Cash App. Because these fucking people, dude, they actually have posts and followers. That's what's fucking weird. All right, maybe Cash App just pays people to say Cash App. In which case, I should get some money.
I could see that. The other one I'm seeing is Chime, which is basically like a payday loan company. And I've seen a lot of commercials on that. And I don't think anyone actually... I think anyone who says, oh, this is so cool, is a bot. There's no way anyone could like get roped into that shit.
Yeah, no, it totally. Anyone who, or like the people that got like on the Hawk Tua coin.
Yeah, you know, we missed our chance on that. Yeah. There's gonna be a lot of scams.
Yep.
There's a lot of bots, like you said.
Yep.
And it's only gonna be more and more bots. Yep. And unless you like know the unless you've seen the person, it could even be someone you know, and it's but you haven't seen them in a while. They've probably been replaced by a bot.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. No, it's we're at a point now where you're gonna have to like do a CAPTCHA to like a text message, you know.
Before it was really hard to get information. Now with the internet, it's easy. So what do? They just blast out a bunch of shit. So everybody's too, you know, lazy to try and figure out what's real and what's not. And you get the kind of the same thing. Like no one knows anything.
Yeah. You don't know what's real, which is a great, great segue to speaking of Cash App. I once met a stripper and her name was Cash App. I'm not kidding.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
They even said, welcome Cash App to the stage. Yeah. I fucking lost it. I couldn't get over her name. I was laughing the whole time. And then at one point she comes over and I think I said something along the lines of, hey, carpe diem Cash App, you know?
Yeah.
Seize the day. And she like kind of like gave me this smile, just like, you know, all right. Like I could tell, you know, I'm not going to fool you. Yeah, I'm here for your friends, because I was just like, because she was like, she was working the room, she was working the table, because we were like the only, you know, it's bad when you go into a strip club and you go in with a group and you're the only group there, and there's like one guy in the back, and you're like, you're pretty sure he's like the owner or something. We were in a place like that, and I felt so uncomfortable. And so I'm like, I feel uncomfortable in strip clubs anyway. I don't like strip clubs in general, but then you have the fact that we're the only people there, so all eyes are on you. It's so fucking weird. And so the girl's name was Cash App. I just couldn't get over it. I was like, wow, Cash App. Might as well, like, here comes Venmo. Here's their QR code right to her wallet. You know, then you get these idiots.
Like, comes E-Trade.
Yeah, here comes E-Trade. They've moved on from the baby. Remember that stupid fucking baby? Well, now they have strippers. You know, so moving on up.
Here comes Tyson Foods.
Tyson Foods. God. Yeah. So it's a lonely society we've built here, Sean, with our biggest rises are fantasy football playoffs and strippers named Cash App after a paid service.
I'm with her wherever she is. I'm with her.
I respected the hustle because she's just telling you exactly what it is. And people are still like, oh my God, like, dude, I got a lap dance from Cash App. And then you get these idiots like, dude, I had a real in-depth conversation with her. I think we really connected. God. So sad.
If she was pro-Palestine, I'd probably give her some cash. Like, what do you think about the whole Gaza genocide? She goes, I'm against it. I'd say, here you go, Cash App. You've earned it.
See, wrong answer. You're with Lockheed Martin.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You fucking, you know. You're like, look,
there's a missile coming for us now. It's taking us both out, but.
Yeah,
it raises my stock price. So
yeah, you said the wrong answer. The only reason why I'm here is because Ukraine and because of war. And now you want to shut that down. You realize I'm your only customer, Cash App.
Yeah, I'm your only customer, Cash App.
Yes, I'll get so many other clients. You have no idea. I made you who you are, Cash App. How dare you talk to me like that? Yes, sir, Mr. Lockheed. Yes, sir, Mr. Martin.
Yes, sir, Martin Lawrence.
Mr. Martin Lawrence.
He's still alive too. Jesus Christ, he's been working a long time. He's been working since like 1991.
Oh yeah, for sure. I don't think he was doing. People were saying the last Bad Boys, he didn't look too well. Like, he wasn't doing a lot of physical stuff. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, well, yeah, he's like, what is he, 60 now?
Probably.
You know, like, what do you want from the guy? Yeah, he's 59, going to be 60 in April. He almost has the same birthday as me, April 16. He's going to be 60, dude. It's like, yeah, oh, he's not diving through windows. It's like, what do you want the guy to do? Yeah. Entertain us forever. It's like, get over it.
Yeah.
At some point, you're like, dude, I remember Blue Streak. When like he dressed up as the pizza delivery guy.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, it's like
he was going hard. Yeah.
Yeah. He's been entertaining us for like 30 years. At some point, he can hang the cap. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't owe us like, more stunts.
go watch, you know, your stupid fucking, you know, dating podcast about like how women are 304s.
Yeah.
Just as entertained from that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Bad Boys 4 didn't live up to the hype.
Yeah.
You know what we're like, what the, like, you know, it's like the same idiots being mad at, like, you know, man, Harrison Ford, man, he looks so old in the Star Wars movie, you know, The Force Awakens. It's like, yeah, he's fucking like 80. Just be happy he's even in it. Oh man.
Yeah.
Like that punch he threw didn't even look believable. Like,
he's still watching, you fucking chump.
Yeah, you paid money. And the fact that he's coherent, you should be happy. Should be mad.
Oh, yeah.
I doing physical stunt. Or like people shit on him for the Indiana Jones movie. Oh man, he's so old. It's like if you went into that thinking anything else, you're a maroon and you get exactly what you do. I have a hawk to a coin. I can offload.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be the new one. Yeah. If you think Harrison Ford is going to be chipper and he's going to be on his game at 80 years old, I got a hawk to a coin to sell you.
Yeah. And I do. I have a lot of hawk to a coins. I'll be giving them away as gifts for years to come. My little digital stocking stuffers. I'm going to try and get more of these out here more frequently. I promise. It is my 2025 pledge to you and myself. my fellow Maroons. As always, thanks for listening. I hope you were entertained on our journey to the Maroon.
Put me in a twist. When we die, who's gonna cry? Does anybody say goodbye? Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100 bar episode by your boy the Train, aka the philosopher, building back the tracks back to back to back. Believe that. Yeah. Yeah. He gave it to me, so I'm gonna give it back.